Now, Z, we spoke a bit about the crystals that have helped you in life. You being a psychic and you doing readings with crystal cards and using all these types of stones and all that kind of stuff. So now, what stones help ground someone in stress? Because a lot of people have lost jobs. A lot of people have got investment properties and all this kind of stuff, and they may not be able to find tenants or anything like that. They may not even be able to sell at a price that they had bought or, made any gain on their properties and stuff. So a lot of people are having all types of stress. Obviously, coronavirus is a major stress to people losing jobs. So, what stones can people use to help ground them?
So, stones for grounding and stress. You've got smoky quartz, which is really, really good for anxiety, stress, depression. If you're inconsistent with making decision, it helps people with decision making. It's also really good to help retain dreams. So, a lot of people like to pop it under their pillow so they can remember their dreams. And
Oh,
then
that's a good
moving
one.
on. Moving on. So we've got the obsidians. Now you've got a few obsidians. We've got snowflake obsidian, we've got Apache tear, we've got mahogany obsidian, and you've also got like the man-made, like the blue red obsidians as well. But anything black or anything that's obsidian is very good to help you with stress and grounding. Now, grounding goes hand in hand with stress because when you're stressed, you're all over the place and you can't make a proper decision. So you need something that has a dark pigmented color. So a lot of the black stones, the blue stones, the deep red stones are very good for grounding. Now, tourmaline is very popular and black onyx as well. But the obsidians are very good for grounding stress and depression and anxiety. So they cover a little bit more, whereas the onyx and the tourmaline just help ground and protect you.
Okay, so now with the smoky, the smoke quartz, is that correct? You said?
Yes.
Okay, now you said that like it can help with remembering dreams. Now, how would somebody, how does that correlate with grounding someone if they were wanting to remember dreams?
Well, I guess with me, I'm somebody that always forgets dreams, and it can drive me crazy sometimes. I'll wake up and I'll know that I really wanted to know what I dreamt about, or I can only remember half a dream. And it's good to remember dreams because they can be messages from the universe, or they you can have deja vu moments because usually you've dreamt it and you kind of remember the dream and it becomes a deja vu moment. So it's really good to help with anxiety and grounding as a source of in retaining information. So drinking half a glass of water in a clear see-through glass before you go to bed and putting the smoky quartz underneath your pillow will help retain your dream. And if you wake up, if you do it, and if you wake up and if you don't remember it, then it's fine. You're not meant to remember the dream. But it helps with some people that want to remember their dreams to kind of keep them guarded throughout the day, because a lot of people like to remember dreams because it could be a message from source. And this
Right.
is a good crystal to help with that too. But
Okay.
also, if somebody suffers
Sorry,
from a
before you
nightmare.
do that, I just what you said was really, really key when you said that I need to know that again. So say if you want to remember your dreams, you have to what again? You have to drink water and
Get a see-through glass. So don't get a mug that you can't see through. It has to be a clear glass. Fill it with water. When you're lying in bed and you've just relaxed yourself, drink half the glass of that water. So make sure that it's still half full. Put it next to your bedside table and then put the smoky quartz underneath your pillow. And that's a really good little trick to help remember your dream.
Wow. Okay, this is amazing. This a lot of people are going to try this.
Yeah, and I'll be really interested in seeing how it works for a lot of people. The key is when you remember your dream in the morning after doing it, you have to write it down. So keeping a dream journal is really important.
Hey Z, I'm so sorry that I cut you off there with the dreams and the stones. It's just that I got so excited because I have that as well. I always look back at my dreams and try and try to summarize them and see like what the hell does the symbolism mean and all this kind of stuff like that. Because like at just certain points in my life, my dreams are very, very feels so, or vivid, yeah, very vivid dreams. And I've never ever thought about the using crystals to, you know, to get clarity on the dreams, or to, you know, even make them more clear, so then I'm easy, like, able to decipher them. So that is a really, really, really awesome piece of information that people need to do if they want to tap into that.
And dreams are really important. Like, they do play a big part of our lives and a big role in our lives as well. And it's part of your subconscious. Like, sometimes you can mimic dreams and you can overthink and overprocess things where you've actually, you've actually kind of encouraged that dream to come along. Mm-hmm. You've manipulated that dream or manifested that dream. Oh. But other times it can really be a message from source or a message to help guide you as well. There could be someone that you've met, you've had a really bad dream. It could be your subconscious trying to tell you to stay away from that person. But then another example of you manipulating that dream is if you just have really bad paranoia and you're constantly thinking negative about a person that you haven't even, you know, gotten to know yet, then you'll probably have a nightmare about them. So that does happen too. Whereas crystals can help deliver the message clearer. So your dreams don't get kind of confused in the, have I overprocessed it? It will just give you a clearer message of, this dream is clearly a sign, and the crystals are there to kind of filter out all the negativity and bring out the truth as well. It's important for people to interpret their dreams, because it is a message that you're getting, and it's important to have a dream journal, write it down, you know, go back and look at the dream. Because, you know, when we're stressed, we're going to have certain dreams. When we're happy, we're going to have certain dreams. When something's about to happen, there could be a warning. So I do believe that keeping a dream journal and being consistent with, you know, having crystals and using them to help manifest certain things in your dreams as well is really great.
Definitely. And just in case if anyone's out there and saying that that's satanic to try and interpret dreams, well, let me tell you a little something. There's many scripture in the Bible that also offer pieces of information about dream interpretation. So,
I don't think it's satanic to interpret dreams. I think that would be a bit far-fetched if anyone would say that, because everything's in your subconscious. Like, you've either, you know, created something, or you're either getting like a warning sign. And if you want to know what that means, there's nothing wrong with seeking answers and questions, like seeking the truth and seeking questions and answers. There's nothing satanic about that. If anything, you're educating yourself and learning.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, I do definitely call a lot of things satanic. That's definitely my go-to.
Go-to word for the day?
definitely.
Is that you, Prince?
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Never.
Now, I want, now that we're kind of on the realms of healing, people trying to get an understanding of, you know, certain issues and stuff that's going on in their life, what healing tools can people use to help them, I don't know, fix their life?
Yeah, so you've got a few healing tools that are, and there's like new ones coming out as well, like really great inventions that people have created with like, say, certain minerals like copper. Copper is a really strong energy conductor, so anything made out of copper is great. So we've got things like pendulums, and pendulums are basically it helps you scribe. It's usually made out of a crystal point. It needs to have a point facing the ground, so it's like an upside down triangle, because the intention is where the point is. And it can be made of different materials. It can be made out of a seed pod, it can be made out of wood, it can be made out of metal, or some people like to prefer crystal pendulums. I like crystal pendulums. Now, you have to learn how to use a pendulum. You have to activate it. And by activating it, you have to ask it a truth.
Mm-hmm.
By asking it, yeah. So the easiest way I activate pendulums is asking it, is my name Z? Is my name Z? Is my name Z? And I'll keep saying that. And you have to really have a good grip on the pendulum when you're asking it. So you can't be shaking. Your hand has to be quite steady and still. That pendulum will slowly start to get activated. Now, some people may find it difficult. I know it took one of my clients about a week before she could even activate her pendulums. And some people might take months, but it can work for some people as soon as they ask it. So just be patient when you're trying to activate it. Once you've asked it a truth and it's been activated, that's when you can start asking it questions. So let's say that I've asked it a truth and it's activated and it's turning clockwise. So that clockwise is my yes, because that was my truth and it answered it and it got activated with the clockwise. So anything opposite will be a no. And then if it goes back and forth or side to side, it doesn't know. So it can't answer it. So there is moments where the pendulum can't answer things that you need to know. And it's really important what questions you ask the pendulum. You can't burn it out with silly questions or irrelevant questions like, am I going to marry this person? Am I going to be with this person? Or, you know, is this person going to die? There are questions that you're not meant to ask it, and there's some of them. But if there's things like you want to seek the truth, like, you know, is my family, you know, safe at the moment during Corona? You can ask it things like that. So real truth questions instead of burning it out too much with selfish questions, if that makes sense.
Okay. So why is that a problem though? Like, can it not be so specific on that type of thing? Or
it can, but the problem with asking it if you're going to end up with a certain person, let's just say hypothetically speaking, like I'm not trying to be negative, but if that person is a bit of a player and they're cheating on you, the pendulum can't tell you that. So it will start saying, I don't know. Like it will start doing that, and then people get fixated on it. So it's unhealthy for the individual to get fixated on selfish questions, wanting to know too much about, you know, their love life, their personal life, where I would recommend something like readings for that. Whereas pendulums are really good to help heal you. Ask it questions, you know, like, will I be successful? Will I have a family? Will I be working in the next 6 months? Or things that are helpful for the individual to help heal and grow as a person, rather than more selfish questions like, will I be, like, is this person being faithful to me, or am I going to marry this person? So I guess not too much selfish questions, but more questions along the line of helping you as an individual, like progressing in life. But they're not limited to just asking questions. You can use them for activating your chakras as well. If you're a practitioner, the pendulums are great to open and close chakras. And I don't know if anyone watches Charmed, but you'll see a lot of a lot of spiritual tools in Charmed, and they've got their history really accurate in Charmed. They've done a lot of research and they're very spot on with how to use pendulums, tools, crystals, and they use a lot of pendulum for scrying. And back in Charmed. So if your viewers watch it, they'll probably realize what a pendulum is if they watch that. Now, there's something else called meridian balls, and meridians in the Chinese medicine is basically like an energetic flow through your body. And it's known as, the energetic flow is known as chi, and it runs all the way through your body, and it just helps keep things aligned. Now, there's something called meridian balls that help activate your chi, and some are made with crystals, and then others are made out of like a metal or a copper, and they've got a little ball that can like shape inside of them. So they're really great tools to kind of just move around in your hands, and they're really great for circulation as well. And another great spiritual tool is,
oh, is that the one with you got the two things in your hand, and then you like, oh, they roll around and all that kind of stuff, and they go ding 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 ding.
Yep, that's it. That's the one. So I mean, there's all sorts of spiritual tools that you can do. Now, gridding is another one. Gridding is really great. So that's when you get a whole bunch of different crystals and you make like a big circle, and you can lie in the middle of it, and the crystals will activate and they'll become like a energy portal.
Oh, Lord.
For your aura. So they'll completely... So when you've made a circle is a very strong energy shape, because the movement of the energy is just going round and round and round, and it also will cover like on top of you as well when you're lying in the middle of that circle. Grids are great. So a lot of people make big grids and they lie in the middle of it, and they can do a lot of self-healing as well.
Sorry, before you go on, I actually went to one of your friend's houses, and they had a crystal grid, I think.
Yeah.
And
they did, yeah.
Yeah. And that was insane. Like, I've never seen that before in my life. And there was so many crystals in that living room. I was like, wait, what? I was like, what the hell is going on here? But it was so powerful.
Yeah. And you can really tell the difference when you walk into that room and then when you walk out into another room as well. So
yeah. It was quite concentrated, definitely. Because as soon as I walked in, I was like, oh, what's this? I was like, okay. Because like before,
grids are great because you can make different types of grids. So you can make like just a long grid, and that is like an energy point that you've made, and it becomes like a spiritual nexus. So you're just focusing on that straight line, and you can create like an antenna by putting a triangle in the middle of that grid that you've made. Or you can make a grid out of a circle, which becomes more healing when you lie down, because the energy keeps flowing all the way around. So there's lots of different shapes that you can make, and then they can get quite complicated and intricate as well if you know what you're doing and if you understand all the shapes, because there's something called the geometric shapes, which is probably a bit they're called the geometric shapes, and geometric these shapes are they're all based on the life forms of life. Like every single shape in this universe, every single structure is made of these geometric shapes, and it has stemmed from the flower of life. Now, some of the shapes, like one is a triangle, one's a circle, one's a hexagon, one's a square. And these shapes are very powerful. Like they're powerful portals if you want to use them, incorporate them in with your grids. So if you've made a circle grid, and then you've got like a square in the middle, and then you've got a triangle hanging from above because you've created this amazing grid, the energy in that grid will be completely different to just an energy that's a plain circle with crystals around it. So these shapes do change the energy factors in the grids as well.
Vous écoutez CJLO 1690 à Montréal.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Now, Zia, I just want to ask you in regards to like a religious sort of basis when it comes to what you do. I mean, I know for me, I love me some Jesus. I love me the Lord, child. I'm telling you right now. Even though I was in big trouble with the Lord last week, he convicted me real quick, but hey, I'm working on that. Now, anyway, okay, please, can you, like, I don't know, tell me, what's it like, you know, in terms of religion and what do you do? I mean, is it okay or is it not?
There is a lot of people that are very religious as well, and they do have an interest or are drawn to crystals, but it can be a bit confronting. You don't have to do anything that you don't feel comfortable with. For a lot of people who are quite new age and spiritual, they tend to mix the crystals with their religion as well, and I don't feel that there's anything wrong with that, because it is a natural element, and ultimately it's whether you believe it's given from universal source. Ultimately, if you are quite religious, it is a creation of God. He created this world, he created all the elements in this world, and crystals are true. Also part of his creation. You can enjoy the beauty of crystals and the natural elements of crystals and appreciate them. I know there's rosary beads made out of crystals. I know that the Bible has mentioned crystals, or even natural organic elements like pearly gates. So it's not that it's completely hidden, but if you don't want to participate in things like doing rituals or doing grid work because you feel that's a bit out of line with what your beliefs are, then that's completely fine as well. But, you know, owning a crystal isn't going to make you a bad Christian or a bad Jew or a bad Muslim. Like, it's not going to, it's a natural organic element. So I know a lot of people that have been struggling, and they really do like crystals, don't want to kind of dabble in it. But I mean, if you like the beauty of it, there's nothing wrong with owning a piece. And then there's a lot of new age people as well, a lot of the young people that are mixing elements of the universe like crystals and creating like a grid. They've got a picture of Jesus and they've got crystals around it, like crystal angels. So they've incorporated it with their religion as well. But it's up to the individual and whatever they believe in. But there's nothing dark about healing yourself or using crystals to help heal you and carrying, you know, elements, natural elements and things like that. Well, I don't think it is either, because I would never dabble in anything dark, because I think that's just really far-fetched, and it's a bit energy is real. You've got good energy, you've got positive energy, and you've got negative energy. And if you start doing things that are quite dark and satanic, which unfortunately some people do, don't ever identify crystals with that. Just because they're using it and doing that, they're focusing on negative things, whereas other people are focusing on helping grounding themselves or being less anxious. And so it's a bit sad that it's got that stigma, and I know that it's got that stigma in the past, but it doesn't have to, because you're not doing anything bad with it.
Okay, so do you know a lot about the like dark side of things?
I do. There's a dark night everywhere. Just like in religion, it talks about light and it talks about dark as well. I mean, heaven is light and hell is dark. So with crystals, because I said they can be programmed and you can make crystal grids and lie in there and heal, there are some people that do black magic and they do put hexes on people. But that's something that I don't know too much about, because I don't do, but I know that it exists. We all know that, you know, it exists, and it is something that you want to stay away from, because even doing spells, so this is more going towards witchcraft now, because a lot of witches like to use crystals because it's an element that helps enhances what they do. But even people that do witchcraft and they call themselves good witches, any good witch wouldn't do a spell. So if anyone's doing a spell, it's ultimately changing and shifting the energy of the universe. And you are not meant to do spells. You're not meant to dabble in them. But if you want to be like a herbalist and you've got herbs and you're making concoctions and you're drinking them yourself and you're using crystals, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't see anything wrong with that at all. But if you're starting to bind things and work with them and chant and, you know, put hexes on people or make love spells. It ultimately goes against that person's will. So anything like that that people use crystals for, it's really bad. But it doesn't mean you owning a piece of crystal to help with your anxiety or to help with abundance. It doesn't make you bad. You have to understand the difference of what you're using it for and what you're doing that with. So I think there's that confusion where it's been given a really bad name, like New Age holistic items. It's been given a really bad name because people have used it for those reasons in the past. But that's not everyone.